Can you hear? Yes. Okay. Excellent. Very good. Hello, Bent from Norway as well. Thank you, everybody. I'm not going to wait too long for the room to fill up because whoever is late, they can start watching this later on again. But maybe I will just wait a little bit more and then I will get straight to the main core of this video. And the main core of this video actually is me deciding that I think it is better if I share with you that Zvaru's message I was telling you about right away in the live format, even though I will do it also in the video, in the usual video format, and it might be even longer and with some other things added, other parts of the conversations. However, anything can happen. We don't know how long the internet might last. It might last forever. It might not. We don't know. It's all in the air right now. A lot of things happening on Earth and outside of Earth. So I decided to do this right away. So this way you have this message right there in your minds right away because I do find it important. This was a conversation that we had with Svaru and Naishara. Naishara is a Taygetan counselor. We had that conversation with them, and also Robert was present, as far as I remember. Yes, on Saturday. So, without further ado, I am going to start reading. I will basically just read, and it's not going to be more than half an hour, I don't think. And whenever I have some more clarifications to do, then I will clarify, but I will try to abstain from commenting myself because I think this information and this message speaks for itself. It's quite strong and quite clear. By the way, hello to Annika. Hello to Annika and hello to Kalel, who I know are watching. Yes, I just spoke to them just before coming online with you, and they confirmed they will be watching. Well, Annika confirmed she'll be watching. Who knows who else is watching from the ship? Yes, they actually can watch the videos, and they do. They follow very closely, like I always say, what's happening on Earth, on YouTube, and on the internet. So yes, they are watching. It's quite exciting. And hello to the entire crew, if whoever else is watching at this time. I must say that their ship right now is a bit farther away in the orbit. I don't remember quite the number of kilometers. I think it was 400,000, no, 490,000 kilometers. I'm not very good with numbers. But they are farther away in the orbit, and that is because they were asked to remove themselves from the atmosphere, from the orbit by the Federation, because Federation is very, very active and it's placing their military positions around the Earth, just in case. And it's going to be understood more in this video when I start reading the message. I will also say that even just a few hours, just shortly before this live, I also had a chat with a few Taygetans, and Dale was present in that conversation as well. And they are quite actively involved on Earth, working, taking part in some arrests, from what I understand. So they are hard at it, and engaged and involved. They are working on all fronts. As you can understand, Svaru's involvement is a bit different here, even though she can be a warrior as she is. She can be fighting the battle as well, and she has in the past in our history. That's another story. But this time she's fighting, and her battle is with the information and with the mind, with the consciousness, transforming our consciousness from within. So that's her focus. And then the special ops team, Target and Men, the Hashmalims, they are more about the action and doing different type of work from the earth. Aneka's job is observing and examining the intelligence, etc. Okay, so thank you very much, guys, by the way, up there, for all your work and for watching over us, for watching over the humanity. Okay, so it's 3 a.m. actually here. So I'm a bit tired. If I'm low on energy, that's probably why. Okay, let's go. I'm going to start reading. I think we are all ready. Okay, there I go. I'm not looking at the chat right now. Okay, the message begins. We are in war. It is not a conventional war. The enemy now is the people. It is a civil population against globalist governments. It is a fight with information, mind control, and biotechnology. Because everything has been armed with mind control and media control. It is a war of consciousness, not so much of physical aggression. Traditional weapons such as tanks, rifles, and airplanes take second place. Yes, this is the war over our consciousness with the information. As you will see online, there's so much going on. There's so much disinformation. There's so much information. There's so much put out there because, you know, this is various bands fighting over our attention and over our beliefs. Our beliefs here will be crucial, as you will understand from this text. Now, if you hear any errors in English structure, that's because I had to translate this from Spanish. It was originally in Spanish, and I did the translation. So any mistakes are on me. It's not coming from Zvaru herself. Okay, let's continue. Every now and then, I will go to check if I'm still online. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much, Susan and Divine Law. Thank you. I will continue reading. What I see, that everyone sees what they want to see, and from the specific position, what they believe the truth is. A timeline is made up of a series of perception agreements between two or more people or points of attention consciousness. Never in the history of humanity have there been more different points of attention than now. And what it caused? The timeline is severely fractured. You are in a temporal knot. Nothing is done. What everyone believes and sees, that is. These are very dangerous and important times for us here on Earth, and for everyone, I would say, because what happens here does influence what's going on there, and vice versa. It's very much intertwined. There is no clear line here what's going on and who is who. Okay, let's continue. But I see 3 main outcomes, and as you will see, there will be 4, but 3 main outcomes of the situation. First, everything returns to normal, only with the imposition of population control measures increased with the excuse of the virus, restricting collective activities such as the right to gather and the ability to move freely around the planet without extra papers, like special visas, but for health and hygiene. This is or will be an excuse for greater control. There will be 2 kinds of visas, and that one that will have to comply with examinations and vaccinations to be able to travel to other countries, and what they will request will be specific to each country. Do not get vaccinated in any way, by the way. I'm not sure I specified that enough. No vaccination. Do not vaccinate yourself against anything at any point, not even pets. Okay, number two. Everything collapses towards the new world order with draconian economic reset, where normal people end up indebted at least twice as much as they were before. In other words, if they owe 10 euros, dollars, then they will owe 20. Total draconian control, where people lose the right to mobility almost totally or totally. The exploitation will be to the maximum. So that's like the worst timeline ever. Let's move on from this one fast. Number three, the negative aggressor cabal will be removed, but not 100%, but to such capacity that that you enter an era of economic prosperity and scientific and economic growth and well-being for the general population. This is not without hard work to implement the necessary changes so that this can come into effect in the short term. These are the three main ones. Let me make sure I'm still online. Okay, now let's move on to the fourth possible outcome of this situation. And as you will see, these are the four main ones, but there could be variations of all these four outcomes. Now listen to this one. Number four. Okay, it's like an extra outcome. Military intervention by the non-human positive races, where a holographic society is imposed with an iron hand as an exact copy, or as it happened in the year of 1561-62 in Alpha Centauri A, Phaeton Alphrata. This includes many thousands of deaths because of direct war. It means alien invasion in the Hollywood fashion. Now, I didn't tell you yet about what happened with Alpha Centauris and Phaeton and Alphratans in 1562. I didn't get to that yet. I did speak about it in the Spanish channel, but I didn't get to that in the English one, where actually, these were the people who were humans on Earth and were being exported by the reptilians, for negative purposes, and they were basically saved by the Federation. And I might be confusing it with the full history of the story. Yes, I will publish that video later. But the point is, they were saved, and that's who Centauri Alphratans are. They are basically saved humans. So, this number four outcome might entail the military intervention by the non-human positive races. And of course, to me, it did sound exciting at first, because, it's something that I have always wanted, the open extraterrestrial presence and moving on to a different type of society. But we have to remember, this is not going to be easy, and it is going to be a war if it comes to that. And many people will rebel because they will perceive this as some sort of invasion. They don't know about the extraterrestrials. They don't know anything about what's going on. So they could perceive this as a sort of attack, and it could be even shaped this way to be viewed. So that's one of the options. Okay, let's go to the chat. Okay, let's continue. I'm going to be reading now my question. My question to Zvaru was this, and this is regarding that military intervention by non-human races. Zvaru, last night Anneka said that the Federation is taking strategic points around the planet, and that what they will do now, whether intervene or not, depends on the collective desire. What will they base themselves on here? How will they determine that? The collective desire, since you said, Zvaru said, that there are so many collective desires and timelines. And here Zvaru is responding. That is simple. If they are all about to kill themselves, then the Federation will intervene, not before. For example, if there is a true pandemic of an extremely deadly agent, not like it is today yet. Or if the nuclear missiles start flying. The second option is extremely improbable since both sides are controlled from the highest level. It will not happen. It does not happen in other timelines. Now, also, you have to remember I told you that the Federation was given was giving orders now to actually go down to those dumps and subterranean bases and actually arrest the reptiles in order to level out the battlefield for the humans. I just want to clarify that this is not something new. This is something they have been doing actively since 2009, I think, performing these surgical operations. So it's not just something they have been doing now. They haven't been passive all this time, but now they are doing this much more on a greater scale, like it was never seen before. That's what I was told. Okay, now the text continues, and this is still regarding my question, how will the Federation decide what is the collective desire in this situation? So the answer continues. But there is another element here, which is that an enormous amount, if not everyone, of those who are there on Earth are also here or on other planes. So it is also from there, from a more expanded point of view, from where such a decision to intervene would be made. Humans are extraterrestrials, intertwined without clear barriers. So here you have to understand that the Federation, when making that decision to intervene or not intervene, is faced with quite a dilemma, because they are looking at us not just at our 3D component, which is basically all we can see from here, but they are also aware of our 5D component and also higher. And that component is very, very important when making decisions about our experiences here. Okay, I know it sounds like we are not here because of our own volition, but we are, all of us. So they need to be considering that as well. And we are only seeing one small tip of the iceberg, and they can see us in our maybe not entirety, but they can see greater components to our being and to our will. And they need to be respectful towards that. So that's a hard decision when it comes to intervening or not intervening directly. Okay, it continues. The incarnation seems like a long time, but it is only an instant for their cosmic souls. And they understand that. And we don't sometimes. We forget about that. A blink of an eye. That's why they go in. That's why they incarnate there, to experience all that pain and all those difficulties, because the decision was made from higher planes where all understanding is much more expanded and does not correspond to the same parameters of understanding and perception or priorities as when they are alive there in 3D. We are not understanding fully our priorities and our parameters of why we are here. So it's not as black and white as you see. Okay, now let's continue. Okay, everything seems okay. Let's continue reading the text. The game is still in the air. What you do now is absolutely essential. No one's role is too small. Now, Robert is asking, and he's asking the question about that intervention and how it might entail many deaths, right? Because it's going to be a war. He's asking, but your weapons are more selective. It would not be necessary for some people to die, for so many people to die. And Svaru responds, still, for many, it would be invasion and they would die defending their freedom. Exactly, because they would not understand what's going on. Svaru continues, one thing's for sure. Things will not go back to the way they were before. Paranormal activity is greatly accelerated. It is another factor. The line is broken. the light or positive side and the dark or regressive side directly interfere and fight for control of the human mind. What you must do now is come together, collectively agree on what you want. Whether you can or cannot meet in person has nothing to do with it. Morally together, focused without differences, clearly about what you want. Now, it doesn't matter what you do, because you won't be able to do much. But what you think and what you really want is what matters now. This is important before the internet collapses, which is likely. That's why I'm doing this live and not presenting it in normal video fashion. People know that collective meditation changes the unified field from where the objective reality emanates. What happens is being manifested by real people. It is a reflection of your collective psyche. So focus, not tomorrow, now. The nexus point is here. No one is ready. You never will be. Rather, you already are. Naishara is commenting here. Doubt at the moment is dangerous. So it is essential, above all, to be focused. Let me make sure I'm online. It seems to be. Okay, I continue. I call on everyone to focus on what they want in mass. Focus meditations on a better, beautiful, and gentle world, facing fears, not hiding from them, in mass, now or never. But now, do it all the time. Nothing is more important than for it to be always millions of us meditating, but not meditating in the lotus position. That's not what she's talking about here, although that helps as well, of course. Organize sessions if you want, but it's not like you do one on Sunday at noon and the problem is solved. The truth, as uncomfortable as it is that they must do it all the time. It is not necessary to sit with the lotus legs to meditate. It can be done while doing other things. So it becomes unconscious, because it is from your unconscious realm where you are projecting your reality. Okay, that's why it's so important not just to tell yourself, this is what I want, this is what I, and then you go on with your unconscious desires. You need to be reprogramming this deeply. So you need to immerse yourself in that vision, of how you believe this to be and what it means, and focus on the positive outcome of this. Okay, so it becomes unconscious. It is being that change, being that which is desired. Do not expect that tomorrow will be a new, fresh day better than today. Humanity is reality itself. Remember, reality is not something happening to us from the outside, waiting for a new day tomorrow. No, humanity is reality itself right now. They must live as they want to be, despite everything that happens. It is in these hard times when the future is defined. It is in these moments when you know who is who and what they are made of. Where are all those with strong hearts who fought World War II? And here I say, dead. And she says, no, they are there. They reincarnate. They are there. They are there again. It is not theory. This is how the universe works. It is in each of them. The fight is not with weapons. It is with a clear consciousness, sharp, clear consciousness, and creative purpose. What they envision precisely, that depends on each one. It is their creation. But if they have positive visions, be clear about what they want. Do not expect a result. Let everyone be the result. It is a general wellness that you should focus on. General wellness of the planet Earth and of the humanity. In specific things like open bars and restaurants, it will be much more difficult at any time, even more so at this time. Okay, let's continue. Here I'm asking, Zvaru, tell us a little bit more about this broken timeline that you say you see. How does this occur? Is it because of multiple consciousnesses and intentions? And she responds, yes. The problem is that there are no million of people believing the same thing. Each one is scattered in their own bubble of individual beliefs. Therefore, there is no collective timeline. Reason why there is army in the streets too, to prevent unnecessary social chaos. Now here I'm asking, Zvaru, from what you can see, because, okay, there are always multiple timelines and possible future outcomes, right? Nothing is ever set in stone. You know that everything depends on us collectively and individually. However, Zvaru, you know, she's a cosmic being and time traveler and timeline explorer. So I had to ask, from the future that you probably perhaps might have experienced or might see, what scenario has happened? And this is her response. I see every one of them equally. I see them as a set, not just one. I don't operate this way. And here Naishara responded to this. You know what Zvaru said the other day? She said that she sees how everyone here in this ship longs for air and to leave this steel can, but that she has everything in her mind, her own world. Our world is within us. The place and the circumstances do not matter. That's how we must all be here and all be there. The entire universe is within them already. Everything is perception. And Zvaru continues. There is no world external to everyone. Your perceptions, your reality, your thoughts are reflected, manifesting what is outside, what is perceived as an external world. So a timeline can only exist as a result of individual perception or individual interpretation. Now you will see why the individual interpretation will be important here. A collective timeline only exists as perception agreements between two or more people. In other words, they see things or perceive the stimulus of the energy field of potential energy as the same. The same perception and interpretation. That's why timelines are based on agreements. If the agreements are broken, the collective timeline is fractured. Let me make sure I am still on air. Okay. Let's continue. Everybody on. Good. Robert is asking, and those perception agreements, are they made before coming to Earth? Svaru replies, partly yes, but they mostly develop while in incarnation, because it is at that point where the expansion of a soul occurs, not from the other side or not so much, since it is already very unified there because of the proximity it has to the source. My question goes, and when the collective timeline got broken, now everyone will go to their own physically? Will the worlds divide somehow? Svaru responds, yes, not only the worlds, the people. Many will decide to stay there to experience any of those three or four options. I talk about four timelines, but there will be a variant of those four or more for each person. there will be as many variants as people or points of attention consciousness. It will only be what they see as agreements, what everyone sees as agreements. But you must have the courage to process and assimilate what you do not want, facing it firmly and with determination, using the negative as a contrast to be clear about what you do want. That's why this is so important, actually, to face what to and determine what you do not want in this situation, to face your fears and to face the negative and to face the positive, the negative outcomes in order to define yourself and mentally focus on what you want. What you want. So this is a very important contrast. The contrast provides you that opportunity. In a way, this is our opportunity to define ourselves as a species, as a race, even more, even more. And then everyone will go wherever they are destined to be, according to their frequencies, their visions, and their own creations, and according to how they agree among themselves collectively in timelines. I mean, look at me and Robert, for example. Like, we are here in Finland, and this, where did that come from? What kind of a timeline, emerged here? But we did separate from the Spanish one, and we didn't even plan on this consciously. We just came here for a month for vacation. We left everything in Barcelona, everything. I don't even have clothes. I only have snow boots. We came here for just a month with one suitcase shared with Robert. We have everything in Spain, and now we can't go back. Magically, the apartment appeared, and we are moving here. We are staying here. We have completely no access to the Spanish world, to the Spanish timeline, as you might say. And what's happening in Spain now, according to the media, is just horrible. As many more deaths have been produced, according to the media, than in China. And somehow, we are not there. And what we see outside of our window is a completely different world. So as you see, I am the best example of this. This is truly happening. Okay. Now, let's continue. Okay, I'm going to reread the last sentence. But you must have the courage to process and assimilate what you do not want, facing it firmly and with determination, using the negative as a contrast to be clear about what you do want. The problem is that there is a lot of confusion on the net. A lot of this done on purpose. Done on purpose. There are so many disinformation agents actually spreading the false news online on purpose. I'm pretty sure of that. So people don't understand what is true and what is a lie. It is logical. But now listen to this. But what I'm trying to say is that they are in times where nothing is reality and nothing is a lie. Times in which they, the humans, each one of them, must use what they have learned and take responsibility for what they want to believe. So here I ask, do you recommend not looking at the internet then? And a very interesting answer follows. On the contrary, I recommend watching everything possible and with wisdom decide what to take from each thing, put it together into their own and individual reality or explanation about what is really happening. Let me see if I have you still with me. Okay, thank you everybody for being here. Thank you everybody for being here and watching. All right, let's continue. Let's continue. About this last last paragraph, it's very interesting, you know, like she says here, nothing is a true, nothing is true, nothing is truth, nothing is a lie. It doesn't seem like there is just one reality here. Aneka was telling us that even, you know, her sources seem to be confused and sharing all kinds of information from all different angles. It's like there's so many timelines mixing and interpretations. That's why it is on you now. It's your responsibility, all of us, to agree on a specific timeline that we want to perceive, that we want to perceive. We do have that power. Let's not forget our creative focus. Very, very, very important. Sharp creative focus. Now, she continues. ET presence is unleashed now everywhere and on all planes of reality. As I said above, the paranormal is very pronounced now. The Schumann frequency is very high, as you might notice those days. And the so-called 4D low astral world is filtering with 3D. There are no barriers. All kinds of strange paranormal phenomena will accelerate. Reality is breaking. Do not look for leaders like before. Only for inspiration, if you wish. Take control of your lives with responsibility. You must now take courage. Take on your responsibility as creators that you are. You are. It is time to grow. Take responsibility for yourselves, for your world. It is your world. It is time to grow up and no longer be children. You must be very clear about what you want and focus on working towards that. And here, work, I mean think, not necessarily doing something that involves physical action. Something else happens there. Remember the dominant frequency principle. It is where a stronger frequency or wave will dominate over the less strong ones, making them more of the same. So a person somewhere like in Ohio, USA, hello Dale, is suffocated by those waves, by that collective alternate reality in which he is immersed, right? Because even though you seem to be of higher frequency, everything is okay for you in your mind. You are maintaining the frequency, elevated vibes and all that, and keeping a positive outlook. Everything around you seems to be suffocating you and erasing you in a way by that frequency, the dominant frequency principle. But now let's see what she says about that, how you can react to that. You will need to connect more with positive, hopeful people and pay less attention to what is outside, even if there is shooting outside your window. It is the time when he, the person in Ohio, for example, he must be the strongest he has ever been. And this goes for many other souls or people in his state or condition. That's what he went to Earth for. To be an antenna. And antenna he is. Now my question about this. But then, as high as your frequency can be, can you still be suffocated? Will those other stronger frequencies dominate you if they are more than you, even if you are an antenna? Here I'm asking, can those other frequencies that are low and negative, but there are so many of them around you, can they suffocate you even though you are being an antenna for a higher frequencies? And the response is, if you let it, but you can be stronger than what is outside, than the dominant frequency. Like the toroid of a ship that keeps it in 5D, even inside the 3D soup. It is the same. Let me explain that. Like the toroid of a ship that keeps it in 5D, even inside the 3D soup. Remember the time, I'm tired already. Oh, it's very late. Remember, I was telling you about the stellar navigation and how this ship involves itself, wraps itself in a 5D toroidal energetic field, and this way can maintain 5D frequency even when it comes to the orbit of the Earth. And in theory, well, in theory, yes, it is within the 3D frequencies. The ship, when they are very, very close here below Van Allen Belt, is basically immersed in a 3D frequency soup. But because it has activated that toroidal field, it keeps them nicely inside in a 5D. And that's what she is referring here to. That's what we can do now with our own bodies and with our own frequencies, with our own minds. We can be those 5D bubbles, even if the dominant frequency around us seems to be negative. We can do it. So like the toroid of a ship that keeps it in 5D, even inside the 3D soup, it is the same. You can be stronger. Okay. You can be stronger. So you must be strong and create your own little bubble inside your home or within yourself. Listen to inspiring music. Music always helps me to elevate my frequency. Focus on your essence, who you are. Don't forget that. It doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. You are immortal, indestructible. Your essence will always remain no matter what. Your frequency will always be there. So create that 5D bubble, rooting yourself in yourself. Not in the world outside. It doesn't matter. In yourself. You are your own powerhouse. You are your own root, and music helps, meditation, doing all kinds of positive activities within your home bubbles. You must focus on yourself, your own frequency, on what you want for yourself and the collective. You will have to face your fears. See what is going on outside and know that in spite of everything, you will be fine. Not to ignore it, the fears, but to transcend and integrate the evil that you see and transform it into a clear focus to know what you clearly want. Fear paralyzes and only focuses the creative and manifestative potential towards the negative. Don't be an ostrich. Be a Jedi. Even if you feel alone, even if you perceive yourself to be. This is not the time for humanity to disperse and not the time for the humanity to enter a state of victimism. Let it be understood that only with what you think, having clarity about what you want, you unite with others who want the same, and you change reality towards something positive. Let me repeat that. Let it be understood that only with what you think, we don't need to be seeing each other physically if some of you are in quarantines. Only with what you think, having clarity about what you want, you already unite with others who want the same, and you change reality towards something positive. Because in the ether, from where we emanate and where we truly are, okay, this is just our emanation here physically, we are united. We are a one huge being who has decided to come down now and assist the humans and assist the earth and assist the changes. But in the etheric field, there are no distance, and we are together there. We are one. So that's what she is referring here. There's no need to be physically meeting and uniting in order to be spiritually and morally together when it comes to the purpose. Because in the ether, there are no distances. And we are there. We are there together already. So now it's just a matter of uniting our purpose and intent and acting from that realm. The feeling of helplessness, that they can't do anything, is just an illusion. It is true that your external actions affect everyone, what you do with your hands or sharing ideas. But what you are thinking, and feeling on those other realms of, in those other levels of yourself, affects much more. And it is what truly changes and shapes reality. Remember, you have been there many times before during other incarnations, but your essence, your being, yourself is the same. Remember that you have fought many battles before. You are strong. That's why you are there. That's why we are here, because we are strong. This time, the battle is fought more than anything with consciousness, with thought. That's pretty much it. I read what I had to read. There is a little bit more to the conversation from another day that I will add to the video when I make the video. I will make this video in the normal, usual video format. By the way, sorry if I feel like I'm blending words a little bit and ideas, because I think it's because of the time and the hour. It's almost 4 in the morning and I feel I can't express myself as well as normally, but it is a great message. It's very important, very powerful. You know, as she said, there's no need now, and we can't do any physical action. We are at homes, but let's use that opportunity and seriously interiorize and use our thinking. This is the mind war. This is the consciousness war. And as she said, if we unite our intent on that mental level, you know, we are the powerhouse. We are there together. And we have done this many times before. Like she said, this is not our first battle. It's not going to be our last. We knew we are here for this. This is the moment. And yeah, let's use it. I don't know what else to say. I don't want to kind of filter any more of my own personal interpretation of this message. If you want to hear anything, again, rewind the video. But as I said, I will make this into the video format with something more added to it as well. I feel I'm mumbling already, seriously. Let's see what's happening in the chat. How did you like this message? It was important for me to present it to you in case anything happens to the internet, okay? And it might happen. It might not. Yes. Hello, Mick. Hello, Mick. Mick Flair, our friend that we met in Nevada. Yes, we are warriors, and this is our battle. Remember, they are helping from above, and it's our role now to be helping from within. This is so important. Let's see what happens to the chat very quick before I say goodbye. I don't want to be answering any questions at this point because I don't want to muddle. No, I don't want to, take away from the main message that was presented. Okay. Mental picture. That's why pink chopper. Very, very important. Align yourself with what you believe this to be. And as she said, there are many interpretations and you will come across so many different ideas about what's happening. And, you know, you choose, you make it happen. This is your world. This is your reality. Play, be creative. Thank you very much for watching. Sorry, I'm just watching the chat. Thank you very much for watching. I will see you next time in the next video, or if there is any other important update, I will come live and I will inform you. Okay? Let's go. Let's go. I don't know what else to say. I think I have to go to sleep. Thank you very much. And greetings again to Aneka and Kalel and the crew, if anybody is watching. Bye-bye, everyone. Stay positive. And-